Men of Genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Professional Sports Leg Cramp Rubber Outer.
Mr. Professional Sports Leg Cramp Rubber Outer.
Most men dream of one day playing in front of 60,000 fans. Your dream? Giving another man a tender thigh massage in front of 60,000 fans.
Look at me!
When you snap on the surgical gloves and start rubbing, you tell the world, this is the part of my job my parents don't tell their friends about.
Utterly embarrassed!
Deep thigh bruises? No problem. But if someone has a groin pull, well, he'll have to take that into his own hands. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh healer of the hamstring, because you'll never rub us the wrong way.
Mr. Professional Sports Leg Cramp Rubber Outer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, welcome to week 6 in review of the IBFFL. We're going to jump into a high scoring, very close matchup, and it was the Dockers 135 defeating the Finns 131. It was close, man. Minshew 4. It was enough to break the tie. Henry did great with 18 for the Dockers. Woods had 7. Bye weeks and injuries. Boy, we'll get into those in a moment as we go through this. Kirk had 13. He's showing real consistency. Kelsey, 26. And I think you'll probably know that the background, just for this week only, a little bit of Swift action. Not the greatest quality, but, you know. For those Swifties out there, of which I have to confess, I'm one of them. Just for you, Madison had 10, London 26, and it's been a long while coming. Actually, I think that might be some lyrics to Taylor's song. It's been a long time coming, boy. So London with 26 and special teams combined for 31, which is very nice. On the bench, Hubbard had 15, Zach Moss had 17. It's been just super strong. Everett had 10, so points on the bench. Dockers, strong performance with 135. For the Finns, to quote one of our esteemed original founding members, it's a tough league. And it is. Mahomes, 18. Etienne, 22. Brown, 25. At this point, you're like, oh my God, this could be a record score. Jerry Jeudy got 4. Schultz has been strong. Obviously, probably trying to rub it in somebody's nose without being part of a tray. Walker had 17. Another strong performance by him. Wilson, who obviously had to get the call up after some buys and injuries, got 9. And special teams had 20, but it wasn't enough. The bench, Barkley had 13. Could have been enough instead of Wilson. Late substitute. Hunt had 15. Mike's brother, Bourne, 18. Yep. I hear you. Williams, 15. So, there's a lot. And Tucker. Don't usually bring him up, but Tucker. Maybe the first time he's been benched in fantasy history. Dockers get the win. Next matchup. It was the Queens 74 going down to the Wipeouts 104. And this was the game that almost everybody wanted to be in because it was one that could have been won. A low scoring scrap. Burrow for the Wipeouts had 11. Kind of bouncing back. 17 for Pollard. He was very good. That was really, those points came from, you know, one reception, which was outstanding. I'm not going to deny that. Diggs. And 25 continues to be very strong. Nakua, 6, kind of a little bit down to earth, but they just didn't need him because they won pretty easily, the Rams. Goddard had 9, a little banged up, but should be okay. Jacobs, 10, think they're going to probably lean on him a little bit more now that Garoppolo's out. Metcalf, 10. Special teams combined for 16. On the bench, 10 for Palmer, 10 for Slayton, 12 Mayer, 10 McBride. And just a hint, might have been a Q&A in the chat group. I wonder who it could be. The Queens, 74. Big crash down to earth. It's 12 for Lawrence. Mixon had 8. Not really using him as much as you'd think. 8 for Evans. Adams had 4. They're just not really getting him open as well as, well, getting the ball to him, even though he's getting open. Ingram, 11. Always solid. Collins had 12. Continues good run. Davis, one of those down weeks, had 1. 18 for special teams. On the bench, Robinson had 13. Robinson had 14. Two different Robinsons, just for the record. Not the same person. Getting two different scores. It was the Wipeouts defeating the Queens. The Crabs pull off a victory this week against the Costanzas, 126 to 106. Howe, 18. A little bit of bottom scraping as far as quarterbacks go for just about everyone. Kamara, 16. Thielen, very solid, 33. Pittman, solid, 24. Laporta, 7. White had 6. Devontae Smith, 9. Special teams combined for 13. On the bench, McLaurin had 14. He will probably get a call up this week with all the carnage that's around. For the Costanzas, Hurts had 13. Disappointing second half, 3 picks. Taylor had 10. He's back getting some work. DJ Moore back down to earth with 10. And interesting to see how he goes without the quarterback, Fields, now that he's injured for a couple of weeks. Waddle had 18. Bounce back for him. Thomas, 1. Hall had 19. Featured in both the run and the pass game. 14 for Pitts. What? 14 for Pitts, and he started him. That's a combo you would like to see more often for the highly ranked tight end. 21 for special teams. On the bench, Ford had 10, 11 for Rice. Shaheed had 17. So there are some points on the bench for the Costanzas. They'll need them. We'll all need them as we go through the bye week gauntlet. It was the Cows bouncing back to a big score, 153. Defeating the Maulers, 104. The Cows, Geno, 9. I guess it's enough these days for quarterbacks the way they are. Swift, 15, looks so good. Hill, 35, just so, so solid. Ridley, 7. 11 for Ockerson, 21 for Allen, 17 for Myers. Special teams combined for 38. Just a phenomenal performance all round. On the bench, Elliott had 11. 17 for Flowers, still hasn't used him. Sutton, 14. Flowers with his first touchdown. Looks really good. Maulers, Herbert, 17. 17 for Stevenson, although he actually did get hurt. Not sure if he's out. 19 for Cooper. Chase had 14. These are all good scores. Kittle had 1. Gallup had 5. And that's kind of where they got a little let down. Special teams. Oh, Lockett had 15. Special teams had 16. On the bench, 16 for Boyd. Hard to see that being a regular occurrence. It was the Cows bouncing back, 153, defeating the Maulers, 104. The Muddies, 130, defeated the progressively disappointing Hamsters. We'll get to that in a moment. The Muddies, though, continue to be strong. Maybe their strongest season for quite a while. Tua with 24. Robinson with 12. Good pickup from the draft. Cup had 32. He's back. That's got to be pleasing. Osborne, 8. 9 for Waller. 26 for Williams, but he is now out for at least 4 weeks. Mims didn't score. And special teams had 19 on the bench. No one to put in. And is the bye gauntlet going to cause issues for this team. We will see. Hamsters 78, just not a good showing. Jackson 14, McCaffrey 13, now he's injured. Very, very interested to see the extent of that injury. Thomas had 9, Samuel had 1, he's also injured. He left the game early in that disappointing loss. Smith had 13, which was good. And Brown had 7. Njoku had 5. Special teams had 16. There was a lot of buy on the bench and a lot of very, very small scores. This could be the team that may need to go to a trade or something to either prepare for next year or get off the mat. You'd have to think there's got to be a way, but we'll see. Mudcats 130 defeated the Hamsters 78. The Budgies 135 defeated the Devils 113. This one was close for a little while, although it got away from the Devils in the end. 135 for the Budgies. Fields got 2. 15 for Pacheco, who's been really good. Hopkins just a 3 after he scored wildly last week against the Crabs. Ayuk 11, 2 for commit, and then Mostat 38 was just incredible. And so was St. Brown on his return, 35. Special teams had 29. On the bench, well, you'd have to say that I'm going to call that Goff with 27, and it's going to be pretty nice to be able to put him in when Fields is now out. That is for sure. Also on the bench, Addison had 11, getting a little benefit from not having Jefferson in. Godwin had 13. He was pretty solid as well. Olave 16. There's talent here. Samuels 14. They're going to be able to, I think, navigate the next couple of weeks pretty well. For the Devils, 113, 11 from Allen. You know, that's he's been fine. Eckler 9, 23 for Lamb, 17 for Wilson. So both of those pretty nice scores. 10 for Andrews, McLaughlin 6. Kind of came down to earth a little bit. Downs 13. That was nice. And special teams had 24. Wasn't enough. On the bench, there wasn't much there. And you know, we're all getting a little top heavy at the moment. Let's have a look at the league and see where we're at standings wise. Wipeouts go to 4-2 over the Queens, 3-3, and the Maulers 2-4, still very tight. Maulers are actually on a 3-game losing streak, which is a bit of a concern in the north. In the south, the Cows are 4-2, back in the winner's circle. Dockers 3-3, Finns 2-4. Again, not much in it. In the east, Mudcats are 4-2, just ahead of the Crabs, 4-2 on a head-to-head victory basis. And the Cassanzas are 2-4, but I think they have both those tiebreakers are going to be a problem unless they can win the return matches. Budgies are 4-2 in the west, ahead of the Devils, who are 3-3 after that loss, and the Hamsters are 1-5. A couple of notable things. Budgies with 719 points scored. 712 for the Crabs. 739 for the Wipeouts, but a massive 878 to the Cows. So you'd have to think the Cows are looking pretty good. As we go to the matchups for week 7. Week 7 is going to be pretty important for most teams, and there's a big shootout showdown to kick it off, and that is the Crabs versus the Wipeouts. And with all of those quarterbacks, not one seems to be playable. This is going to be a fantastic matchup, very hard to pick. I'd have to say, without Jefferson and with a few players on bye, I'm going to say the Wipeouts win this one pretty comfortably. The Queens are up against the Mudcats. I'm going to call the Mudcats here to continue their run, pretty much unaffected by the bye. I'll go the Wipeouts. Sorry, the Mudcats, I should say, to beat the Queens. Maulers are up against the Costanzas. I'm calling the Costanzas to win this one in a bounce-back game. The Cows play the Devils. This one's going to be pretty easy. I think the Cows win this one in a walk. The Finns play the Budgies. And I'm going to call the Budgies here. Budgies will win this one. I don't think it'll be close. And the Dockers play the Hamsters. I'd say the Dockers continue winning and beat the Hamsters. Well, that's it for this week, guys. Hopefully everyone's had some fun. We'll be back to our usual music in future weeks. Bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Pit Crew Water Bottle Squirter.
Mr. Pit Crew Water Bottle Squirter.
In a world of RPMs and MPGs, you're all about H2O.
H2O.
Sure, anyone can take a car apart and put it back together again. But not just anyone can squirt water.
You've got it in you.
Reach, squeeze, reach, squeeze. Precision timing. 1 inch off, and you've got a soggy driver and a potential squeegee situation.
Watch out, that's water.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Pit Crew Water Bottle Squirter. Because as far as we're concerned, you're not just in the pits. You are the pits.
Mr. Pit Crew Water Bottle Squirter.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.